This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I'm more giddier than a five-year-old on Christmas Day. It's been about 30 to 40 days that we try to get a hold of this company and have them try to come on, and I'm really excited that they are coming on today. The name of the company is Engine Gaming and Media Holding, Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol GAME. They also trade on the NASDAQ under the same ticker, GAME. My next guest is inducted to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He's also inducted to the Cable Hall of Fame. He has received Emmy Awards for the contributions that he's developed on the advanced television. He also was the CEO of TiVo, first president of NBC Cable, as well as NBC chief strategist at NBC and an executive vice president. I want to welcome Mr. Tom Rogers. Tom, that's a lot. Congratulations and thank you for coming on the show.
Thrilled to be here. I did CNBC Friday and MSNBC today, but this is a real honor.
Well, I saw you on there, and when my team told me they got you and that you wanted to accept my invitation, like I said, I was more giddier than a five-year-old on Christmas Day.
Well, you were too kind.
Tom, post-pandemic momentum seemed to be pushing esports into the mainstream, but a bear market now seems to have kept most players sidelined. What does the Engine/GameSquare merger say about the state of esports?
The gaming space is alive and well when it comes to the part of it that we are all about. Yes, the pandemic was a great time for people being indoors and game playing. But what we have seen is globally, when you look at the amount of hours played on Twitch or the other major gaming platforms, they have continued to expand. And as a result, what we find is that there is a huge issue for traditional media companies today. They aren't delivering youth audiences, millennials, Gen Zs, because they're off on live streaming platforms or otherwise engaged in consumption of media that doesn't involve watching traditional TV or traditional outlets anymore. And there's another problem that's developed, which is digital advertising, which used to be a phenomenal way to target gamers and be able to reach them, has been substantially dulled in its ability to do that because of the privacy restrictions that Apple, iOS, and others have put in place. And so how do you reach young audiences when traditional advertising and even digital advertising are not able to do that? How do you reach the Gen Z and millennial audience is what we're all about. And we have many pieces in Engine Gaming and a number of pieces in GameSquare, the company we will be merging with, to create a new company that will be an end-to-end solution for marketers that want to exploit gaming opportunity, again, this major growth area for where youth audiences are hanging out.
For my listeners, Gen Z age group supposedly is 4 to 24. That's 4 years old to 24. That being said, the Gen Z navigate what seems a complex environment when captivating anyone's attention seems impossible. That being said, some say the business potential in esports has just begun and just realized. And the only way you could tap into the Gen Z is basically doing what you guys are doing.
Esports is one area of how to connect to youth audiences that the new company will focus on. We have a major esports team called Complexity that was spun out of the Dallas Cowboys, and will be a centerpiece of the new combined merged company, GameSquare. We have an ad publisher network that we sell. We will be selling ad inventory through that connects to youth audiences across not only esports, but sports, gaming, youth culture topic areas generally. We have a major influencer network, which is consisting of major social media personalities that are able to connect with youth audiences that have major following. And that's another way that we can enhance marketing opportunities for people wanting to reach youth audiences and gaming audiences. And so esports is one way to do that. Esports team members of Complexity are influencers in their own right that have many followers. Their competitions are followed closely. And so this combination of esports, sports, gaming, youth culture is kind of the sweet spot of how we can connect a couple hundred million user touch points to the advertisers and sponsors who are no longer able to find through traditional media scale means of being able to do that.
Right now, you guys currently have an audience around 130 million monthly followers. If you add on your new company, GameSquare, I think that's going to add another 200 million. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, and you guys are going for, I mean, these subsidiaries that you own, if you would, tell my audience a little bit about them. Stream Hatchet, I believe Sidekick, and Frankly Media.
Sure. Well, best way to think about the combined company is, as I said, it's an end-to-end solution.
Right.
So we have a way of providing an overall young audience-focused campaign strategy. There's a unit that develops content and produces content for young audiences. Then, as I said, we have this publisher network that activates advertising capability, a broader influencer channel that has the ability to be able to do that, and an esports team that be able to do that. And all that is amplified by what you just referred to, which is Engine Media's tech platforms, which Engine brings to the table. Stream Hatchet, which is a way to assess, measure, connect with influencers across all the live streaming platforms, think Twitch, think YouTube gaming, think Facebook gaming. Sidekick, which effectively does the same, being able to connect with, measure, assess, do all the administrative elements of allowing marketers to connect with social media influencers. Think TikTok, think Instagram, think Facebook, think Twitter. And then Frankly, which is the third unit within the Engine Media portfolio, which is a programmatic advertising network that allows through data and analytics to be able to connect with audiences on the fly through programmatic inventory. So the combination of all of that is gives us the ability to have those couple hundred million touch points that you referred to and
right.
amplify them through the broader social media and influencer channels where we can take that anywhere on the internet.
You closed 2022 with a deal to combine, I believe, the company GameSquare and Engine Gaming for the creation of the end-to-end digital media and technology platform. That being said, with the deal set to be finalized here in the next couple of weeks, what does the outlet for investors' opportunities look like? I know it's a forward statement and you really can't say, but what are your thoughts on profitability in 2023?
Well, the combined companies have about close to 90 million in revenue today based on their respective top line performances. We haven't given any projections, but obviously as a combined company, we expect both cost synergies and revenue synergies and to exceed those numbers. Probably the most interesting thing about where we are is we don't see a peer that begins to have all the pieces under one roof that we currently have. And yet we are selling at a substantial revenue multiple that is below most of our peers. So we think that once we're able to be out there telling the story, once it's clear that our end-to-end solution is not one that our peers have, once it's clear what kind of blue-chip clients, some of which you mentioned that are will be part of this mix, that our ability to get a multiple expansion as our revenues also increase is very much what investors have to look forward to.
Tom can't say this, but I can, and I'm entitled to my opinion. About 3 or 4 years ago, I brought a company on my show called Prodex. I told you that time it was an undervalued company. Just like this company was trading at $3. Within a year, it went from $3 to $42. Now, everybody should do their own due diligence, but you're looking at a market cap of $25 million and a run revenue of possibly $90 million. You do the math. Tom, like I said, your nickname for me is going to be the legend, Tom the Legend Rogers. He's my guest today. And
You're too kind. And we like to say we have game, G-A-M-E, and that's our symbol.
That's right. Look them up. They're on the NASDAQ under G-A-M-E. Tom, I really am appreciative of you coming on the show. I know you're a busy man, and hopefully you become a regular, come on every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.